You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. This is 1 week after the big event, and we are very pleased to have in the studio with us someone that will start your new year off right. Frank Martinetti is here, the artistic director of the Mystic River Chorale. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, and Happy New Year to you. And along with Frank, we have David Rinsler, who is a member of the board of directors of the Chorale. Welcome, David.
Welcome, Michael. Nice to be here.
It's nice to have you with us. And we are going to talk about all things Mystic River Chorale. And first of all, Frank, it's been a few months since we've seen you. And I'm presuming the chorale is rolling along and doing well.
We are. We're rolling along just beautifully. We have a wonderful concert planned we're going to tell you about tonight. And just having a good season.
Excellent. And David, let's get a little bit of information from you. In the past, we've had Dr. Michael Sulo here, who was the president the past couple of years, and now he has moved on, and you're here, and you're much better looking and more talented, I'm guessing. And that's why you're here.
Wow. I'm not sure what to say about that.
Well, we all have beards.
We all have
Dr.
beards.
Dr. Michael has a beard. You have a beard. I have a beard.
Yeah,
Frank is still working on
I'm
his.
Just left out. You know. my wife has a picture of me with beginnings of one, and she said if she ever sees that again, she's leaving me.
Oh, okay. So we
that's,
won't
that's
go there.
That's a done
there.
Deal, I'm afraid.
But, David, how long have you been with the Chorale?
I've been with the Chorale since 1989, so I guess this is my 23rd season.
Excellent. And the chorale itself is only about 30 years old, right? Not quite?
It's actually 28.
28. So you've been with it for majority of the time.
There's one or two that have been with the group a little bit longer than myself, but that's about it.
And when you sing with the chorale, what part do you sing?
I'm a tenor.
Tenor, okay.
And there's never enough tenors, and I can sing first tenor, so I really enjoy that very, very much.
They are normally a strange bunch of people, but we'll leave it at that because obviously basses are the best people in the world. But we won't go there. We'll leave you at first tenor, and we'll go back to Frank and talk about the concert that's coming up and next week. So that's pretty exciting. Tell us about that.
Well, we're very excited. It's a concert that features a unique collaboration. We are hosting the chamber choirs of Fitch and Stonington High Schools, the two high schools in the town of Mystic, and they will be joining us to sing one of the three pieces we're doing with orchestra and professional soloists, and the students are just thrilled. They're really thrilled about it because they don't usually get a chance to sing with orchestra.
Now, this takes place at Connecticut College, right? Harkness
That's right.
Chapel, or as we say, the beautiful Harkness Chapel.
It's a great space. We're lucky to be there again. We'll be there on Sunday, January 15th at 3 p.m.
3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you don't have to worry about too many other conflicts at that time of year. All the holiday parties are done and all of that. So there's no reason for people not to come out and support this great endeavor, particularly with the two high schools involved. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm. No reason at all. And we have not had a problem in 28 years. But if we do have a weather problem, we'll present the concert the Monday evening after.
Okay.
At 7 p.m.
We'll keep that in mind. But I'm sure we'll keep our fingers crossed and we'll make it go for another 28 years without a weather problem. That would be a nice thing. Okay, let's get to some music. You mentioned that this is going to be an interesting concert with lots of different styles of music. So what's the first piece you have for us?
We're going to listen to the Gloria from the Mozart Mass we're doing. This is a Mass Mozart wrote, one of five that are in C major, but it's very, very harmonically adventurous for Mozart. You'd almost think it was Schubert in some spots. And he wrote it in 1776, and it's called the Credo Mass because the credo of it begins with Credo, Credo, which may be drawn from the Gregorian chant in Chippet to the Credo, Credo in unum Deum. So it's the Credo Mass, and it's really just a fun piece. It was one of the most widely performed of his Masses in the 19th century.
Excellent. Let's give it a listen.
Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis. Gloria.
Music provided to us by the Mystic River Chorale, and the concert that's going to take place on next week on January 15th. David, give us a little bit of information. How can they find out more?
We have a website, mysticriverchorale.org, and it's M-Y-S-T-I-C, and there's an E on the end of chorale, and that's .org. And there's a phone number that you can also use. It's 860-460-4000. 1487.
Excellent. We have great music, and Frank is going to give us a lot today. So let's get right to it and talk about this next piece, The Bird.
This is a piece by the English composer William Byrd, and it's a Renaissance motet that our chamber singers will perform in this next concert.
Just to clarify, the music we've been listening to is not the Mystic River Chorale at this point, but we're about to listen to the Mystic River Chorale in this next piece. But who was that?
We just heard John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers, wonderful choir.
Almost the same as the Mystic River Chorale.
That's right.
There we go. All right. And this next piece is off a recording That's probably, what, two, three years old?
Actually, just from last May's concert.
Oh, excellent.
And this is the Mystic River Chamber Singers performing a Regina Caeli by the composer Eichinger. And it's just a wonderful performance, and I hope you enjoy it.
All right, we will give that a listen, and we'll take a short break after that and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with the Mystic River Chorale. To Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with the Mystic River Chorale. Frank Martinetti is here, the artistic director, and board member David Rinsler is here. And we're having a wonderful time listening to music that Frank has brought with him, as well as the chorale. He's brought other pieces. We're going to listen to some more of those other pieces in a moment. But Frank, as usual, the Mystic River Chorale is an organization, nonprofit organization. So you have a lot of volunteers involved, and you have people that are paid soloists or and perhaps accompanying you and things like that. What you have a new accompanist, and that's the point I'm getting to. Is that that correct?
We do. We're very pleased to welcome our new accompanist to this concert as his debut with us. And his name is Aymeric Dupré-Latour, and he is a harpsichordist and also a wonderful organist and pianist and vocal coach. And he moved here from New York State, where he was teaching and performing. He has a doctorate in harpsichord performance from Juilliard School. And so the fact that we're doing Baroque music on this concert was actually set before we hired him, but it's just a wonderful coincidence.
Worked out.
Yes, and he is the voicer for Zuckerman Harpsichords in Stonington.
Oh, sure.
And he has arranged for us to use one of Zuckerman's harpsichords for this concert, which will be really wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I heard him actually in New York just 2 weeks ago, and he was just a wonderful performer. And it's going to be a real gift to have him with us.
For those of you down in the Stonington area, that's right under the bridge, right? Just about that Zuckerman's, right? We're in the right place down just before you go into Stonington Borough.
That's right. It's right next to Zach's.
To Zach's, okay. And David, when you get to play or sing along with this new accompanist, how long has this been? How long have you been working with him?
Since September.
Okay.
This is his first semester with us, and he's very, very good. He also plays a very nice jazz piano when we're entering to get ready for rehearsal, and he sings bass very well also.
All right. And everyone has to learn how to say his name.
Everyone has to learn how to say his name, and there are many, many. There's more variations of his name than mine. But
many, many variations.
Many,
and fortunately, he has just a great sense of humor and is just a great person to work with.
Is there a nickname we can give over the air?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're working on that.
We need a nickname. You know, we'll need to come up with something. All right, what do we have next on our list of music that we're going to listen to?
We're going to move into the piece that is the center of this concert. We're very pleased to present it. We're also fortunate to have funding from Choral Arts New England to help make this concert possible, and this piece was kind of the hook that we presented to them in our application. Handel spent 2 years as a composer in residence for James Bridges, who was the Earl of Carnarvon and later Duke of Chandos, and he is someone who made a lot of money through government service and then lost it within 10 years in a financial crash. But for the 10 years that he had a large estate and a large establishment, he had a big musical establishment, and he had Handel work with him. Handel wrote 11 pieces called the Chandos Anthems, and many of them are for three-part choir. This one is for four-part choir, and it's a wonderful setting of Psalm 68. And there's just vivid text painting on this first movement. You're going to hear, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. And the text painting on scattered is just really wonderful. And the next line is, let them also that hate him flee before him. And the way he says flee is just so playful and inventive and really enjoyable to sing and to listen to.
We've talked about the accompanist, and there are going to be soloists involved with this program. Tell us about them.
We have a wonderful quartet of soloists, and I'm really thrilled because two of them are people that I've known for a long time. Our soprano, Elizabeth Detreo, is just very, very gifted. I did a gig with her in New York about a year and a half ago, and it was just wonderful to work with her then, and I'm excited to have her on board. We have Megan Roth, an alto out of the Boston area, who's very gifted and great to work with. And our baritone soloist is someone I actually played on piano recitals with as a child.
Really?
We played on recitals in the same town, and he is now in the associate chorus at the Met, and he's thrilled to be doing this gig with us. And our tenor soloist is a dear friend.
But you didn't give us his name.
Oh, I didn't. No, Ross Benlial. Okay. This is our baritone soloist's name. And our tenor soloist has actually been one of my closest friends for a very long time. Lawrence Broderick is his name, and he's a wonderful singer and also a gifted keyboardist and just overall personality. He is going to be singing this aria that we're going to hear now. This is a recording of the 16 Choir and Orchestra with Harry Christopher, and this is Like as the Smoke Vanishes.
As I mentioned to Frank earlier, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes with an organization such as this, particularly a group of volunteers. And you're a volunteer as a board member, and you have other people serving with you. Tell us about them.
The board is very active, and it really needs to be to get things done that, of course, need to be done in an endeavor such as ours. We have a new president, Tom Meisenzahl, who's probably would have been here, except that he had to work today, and I was able to get some time off. Our chorus manager, Barbara Mao, has been working very, very hard these last few weeks to help get things ready for the concert.
Excellent. All right. And all those people working behind the scenes for the betterment of the community, actually, and bringing this kind of music out and involving the students at the two high schools, or is that two high schools or one high school?
It is two high schools, because okay. The town of Mystic, or Mystic is not really a town. It is half in the town of Groton, half in the town of Stonington.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's no actual town of Mystic.
It's not it's a political place. Entity. It is a place.
Huh. Okay.
Well, and
so
is my understanding.
Something every day.
And I want to thank Chris Stanley and John Frascarelli, the directors at those two schools, and their students who are so excited about being with us for this event. And just the whole board and membership, you know, these people work so hard to make this music happen week after week. And in these difficult times, they work so hard to engender support so we can keep making this music.
Right.
And it's really been a good year so far. And we're excited to present this performance for the community.
Excellent. All right. Let's try to squeeze another piece of music in before our next commercial break. What do we have here?
This is the last three movements of the Handel. They're very short. And you're going to hear the solo quartet sing briefly, followed by a kind of fugetta-like thing on At Thy Rebuke, O Lord, and then this beautiful Handelian chorus that is somewhat reminiscent to me of Messiah that ends the work.
All right. We'll be back after that with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
Thank you.
back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Frank Martinetti and David Rensler of the Mystic River Chorale. And we are talking about the concert coming up next week, which is on the 15th. And it's going to be at 3 o'clock at Connecticut College's Harkness Chapel. So I got all those details right. But other plans for this year, Frank, include a spring concert, right?
We have a very exciting spring concert, and one of the reasons it's exciting for the chorale is that I won't be leading them this time.
You won't be?
I will not be. I'll be on sabbatical this spring because, as you know, Mike, I'm working on my PhD.
Correct.
And I'm almost done with coursework, and there is some schedule conflict, and I'm just really busy. So we decided that my work at NYU and my work at the University of Bridgeport with the choral and music education programs was enough to handle next semester. And Dr. David Bellis, who is the choral director at Eastern Connecticut State University in Willimantic and is the director of the Concert Choir of Northeastern Connecticut, is going to be filling in for me. And he's planned a wonderful program called Songs of Love and Life. And it is for choir and piano four hands. And that'll be in April, on April 22nd, right in the heart of Mystic at Mystic Congregational Church.
Excellent. Well, we'll certainly hear more about that as time approaches, and we'll get you back to do another show or someone back to give us more information about that. In the meantime, we have this one to concern ourselves with, and we have some more music. This is a little bit in a different vein because we're now going to a little bit more modern type of music in that the title of Somewhere, and When I Fall in Love, right?
Correct. We're going to hear So Somewhere from West Side Story and When I Fall in Love, the jazz standard, both from our last concert in May of 2011.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Frank. Here we go. Another hour has gone by. It's been great listening to music you provided for us from the Mystic River Chorale and others. Thanks for coming in again.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having us.
David, it was great having you here, and I'm going to ask you one more time to give us the website address so people can get more information.
The website is Mystic River Chorale with an E on the end, .org, and the phone number is 860-460-1487.
Thank you, David. Pleasure meeting you.
Same here.
Hope you have a wonderful concert. And one more time, it's January 15th at 3 o'clock, Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College. Frank, let's go out with another piece of music. This one's a little bit lengthy. We'll listen to as much as possible in the time we have left. Tell us about this.
This is a wonderful setting, a Mozart setting of the Regina Celli, one of three that he composed. And this is the piece that's going to close our concert, and this is the piece where we have the chorale, the orchestra, and the two high school groups singing with us.
Okay, are we going to, if we have to only listen to a portion of it, are we going to listen to the big finish, or are we going to listen to the beginning and listen to as much as possible? Which would you prefer?
I think we'll start it at the beginning.
All right, here we go. See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.